friends. Welcome to our lifestyle podcast, Friends with a Twist. I'm Kenzie. I'm exploring this ethically non-monogamous lifestyle with my husband, Gary.
I'm Madison, and I've been having swinging fun with my husband, Barry, for 10 plus years.
We are best friends, but we also have a twist. We are social swingers who enjoy not just swinging, but naked fun.
We like finding friends who are sexually confident and free, just like us.
Join us as we discuss and share stories, tips, and husbands.
This podcast will contain sexually explicit material. If you are under 18, we are not the friends for you. Find a new podcast.
Hey, hey, FWAT crew, we are here. We are back and better than ever with episode 42 of Friends with a Twist.
Yeah.
I am one half of your dynamic duo, Kenzie, and I am joined by my amazingly beautiful, wonderful, talented co-host.
Oh, please. Madison, that's me.
Thank you so much for joining us. To everyone that has been with us this whole twisty ride, thank you. We appreciate you. If you're just tuning in for the first time, welcome to the show. If you enjoy what you're hearing, please leave us a rating or review wherever you listen to podcasts. It just helps us get the word out about FWAT and all our silly endeavors. If you would like to support the show, check out www.buymeacoffee.com. If you search FWAT podcast, you can buy us a air quotes coffee and support the show. The site itself is called buymeacoffee.com, but we don't use the money solely for coffee. Everything that is donated to us, we so much appreciate and we use to help fund this
amazing podcast.
Yes. Yes, it's amazing.
Perfectly said, Kenzie.
It's all right.
At this point of recording this episode, we are less than 1 month away from Pod Bash 2023, September 28th through 30th in Las Vegas. We can't wait to meet some new friends there, leave with new friends, have all the fun, all the fireball, all the drinks. It's going to be amazing.
Yes.
I don't know if there's any rooms left, but if you will be there and you have successfully booked a room and you haven't told us, let us know because we can't wait to meet you. We're excited. It's just going to be a fucking party and we hope to see you there.
Yay.
So this episode, we will be getting the party started, of course, with our chick chat. We're going to go over what's new with our sexy selves. Then we're going to jump into life and the lifestyle where we're going to focus on anal play. Ooh. Heck yes. Anal August just ended. And then last but not least, our go in deep segment. This episode will be a sexy foursome story from the sexy Kenzie. Can't wait to hear it.
All right. So that takes us right into our chick chat segment. But before we give you all the deets on what's new with us, we need a shot. And dare I say, this may be the first fireball shot of the day for all of us.
Yeah.
We're holy like crap. Way behind.
Slacking. We've been doing other whiskey. Cheers.
Oh, cheers. Ooh. Oh, well chilled, Barry. Thank you.
Yum, 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 yum. Yum. Mm. Everything's fine. No, it was great.
Okay. Madison, would you like to share with our friends what's new with you and Barry?
Yeah. And honestly, probably with you too, because I haven't seen you since the last time we recorded a month ago. So, yeah, let's catch up on things. Right. Let's see. I've been traveling a little bit, going to the beach, enjoying the very end of summer, taking full advantage of all the sun, thong, bikinis, and pool time, beach time that I can.
Absolutely.
Trying to work on my tan because I don't want to let it go, and I'm trying to keep it for Pod Bash.
Makes sense, yeah.
Been outside doing some vanilla traveling, but Barry and I were, well, we should be, let's take note, that we need to kind of tune in a little bit for Pod Bash, speaking of that. Mm. Like just, you know, maybe be a little more cognizant of our diet and drinking. And no, maybe not drinking, but
as I look at the plate of cheese in front of me,
didn't I just put a piece of cheese in my mouth and say I love cheese?
Perhaps, but I'm with you, so it's
but
okay.
Anyway, we're getting ready for Pod Bash, I promise. That's kind of been our big focus, just a lot of vanilla family time, vacations, stuff like that. Last night, prior to recording this, Barry and I did go to PGC, Pleasure Garden Club in Philly, for their what's it called? First Friday.
Yes.
Yeah, it was First Friday.
First Friday.
It was packed. Ooh. It was a good time.
Good.
It was, the theme was half BDSM and half back to school, like schoolgirl shit.
That's an interesting mix. All right.
Because I think their First Fridays, it's always that pleasurecation group and that is their theme, the BDSM stuff. So it was a good mix of both. Barry and I were kind of in the middle, just like he was dressed sexy, classy, like long sleeve shirt, button down. And I had on my leather short black dress with a choker. I kind of was going more towards, I guess, the BDSM theme.
Yeah.
Because now you guys have made me realize that maybe schoolgirl is a little creepy at times, even though it can be sexy looking too. So I don't know. I just didn't want to be a part of that. So
all we ask is like, sexy university whatever. Oh, like, as long as people are of age, it would be totally fine. But when you call it schoolgirl, that just freaks us out. That's all I'm asking is consensual, like, adult playtime.
I like that. Sexy university. That's our next theme.
All right.
But yeah, it was an interesting night. We made some new friends. We laughed a lot, danced. I, of course, made out with a couple people, two females. I kept it classy. touched some boobs, did some just dancing by the bar. We pretty much hung out at the corner of the bar all night, to be honest.
All right.
And people
just let everyone come to you.
I know. It sounds so bad, but that's what happened. I don't know. It worked out, though, this time. So the interesting parts were that this was the first time at PGC Barry and I had two different people come up to us and ask to buy our alcohol because they didn't know, I guess, to bring their own. Important thing to consider. If you're going to a new club that you've never been to, double check if it's BYOB or if they sell alcohol. Because if you need it to enjoy yourself, you're going to be disappointed if you don't have your own.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think every lifestyle club we've ever been to is BYOB. But if it's your first time, like, you don't know what you don't know.
Exactly.
But word to the wise, read the party description.
Yeah.
Because it does say that. But anyway, all right. Yeah, that is interesting.
I don't know. That was just a first. So that, I mean, not super exciting. It was just different.
No, but yeah.
And oh gosh, the people watching was on point. I give props to people who have tons of self-confidence to put themselves out there and dance on the stripper pole. And maybe they're there by themselves or maybe they're not everyone's cup of tea. I don't know. Everyone likes something different. And it's just, it's interesting and cool for me to see people not giving a fuck and going up on the pole and doing their damn thing.
Yeah.
And because I can't always do that unless I'm drunk. So it was interesting. There were some shows, some blowjobs out in the open. Mm-hmm. It was just a good variety of people there that night. Mm-hmm. Couples, single males can go that night. Yeah. Single females, I don't know if there were any. Gay couples, straight couples. Everything you could imagine, honestly, was there that night.
Yeah.
Even people with elf extensions to their ears.
Oh, okay.
Fucking everything was there. And, like, it doesn't even really matter. Like, yeah, people look, but it's almost like, okay, you can just be your true self there. Yeah. No one gives a fuck. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's always nice.
Yeah. It was a fun night, a fun, sexy night for Barry and I. Beyond that, I know we're going to get into Anal August with our life and the lifestyle, but Barry and I prepped for this episode and I got all the fresh details to share because we took full advantage of that. I don't know, something lately with Barry and I'm just like hyper sexual, like turned on by him more than I don't know. I don't want it to sound bad, but just like hyper turned on by him lately.
Sure.
And so we've been having a lot of good sex on our own.
All right.
Which is great.
That's amazing. Yes.
This is not all about just fucking other people. Like, you have to be turned on by your partner and enjoy that time together. And like, holy fuck, I don't know what it is lately, but we're just like on point. So
nice.
That's been great.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Thank you, Barry.
Yay.
For turning me on.
But he's, I guess, more than just a pretty face, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, his head's getting too big. We gotta move on.
Oh, which kidding. One?
Oh, I don't know. Show me. All right, I'm getting all excited now. See, it doesn't take much. I'm already turned on. So let me shift gears and pass it over to you, Kenzie, while I cool down and finish my fireball shot.
Okay, I mean,
what have you and Gary been doing?
Well, I mean, stuff. We haven't really we haven't really gone to any clubs lately, actually, which, I don't know, I feel like we always wind up at one or the other, but we haven't made it there, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a few dates with some existing lifestyle friends, so it's always nice to, you know, catch up with people that you've hung out with before. Nothing, like, terribly out of the ordinary, and not that that's a bad thing, but one of our kind of newer sets of friends, I guess, we managed to find a nice day. So we took advantage and had the convertible out and did our little like bar hopping in with that kind of thing that we enjoy doing. And we were able to flash a good bit along the route that we take. So we got a couple like fun, kind of good pictures. And then we got a bunch of blurry, like just shit show kind of photos, which is fun in its own way. Mm-hmm. I think a couple cars might have gotten a little bit of a show because we weren't like quick enough to cover back up. I don't know. We made it home without getting arrested, so I'm going to call it a win, but that's always a good time. The other couple things I will mention are a little out of the norm for us. So one thing that was new is we actually met up, and this was really essentially a vanilla meeting by all standards, but it was a, like a first date situation. We met a single female.
Whoa.
I know.
How?
Sorry, the elusive.
Just tell me.
We actually, Gary gets all the credit for this one. He connected with this woman on the Field app, which I know everyone has heard me talk about. I'm sorry if it's like redundant, but he connected with her there, started a group chat then on Field with the three of us, and everybody was kind of clicking. So we decided to meet in person. And again, it was just, it was a weeknight. I think like a Monday night we met for dinner and a couple drinks kind of thing. You know, which was fine because, again, it was just sort of that initial, okay, the online chat went well, but do we actually have any chemistry or not kind of like.
And are you who you say you are?
Feeling that out. Right, exactly. So, yeah, I mean, like we weren't expecting anything lifestyle to happen that night. But anyway. Mm-hmm. So it was a nice meeting. It was interesting, though, in that I think at this point, Gary and I are so used to meeting other couples that to then only meet one other human was kind of like, oh, now, like, this is weird. Like, the dynamic, like, it's like a different thing. Yeah.
Why do?
And it's funny because I made a reservation, like, just to kind of be safe so we didn't have to, like, mess with it, with anything. And I specifically requested a table in the reservation. Mm-hmm. We get there and they seat us and they put us in a booth. And I was like, God damn, this is where I wanted a table. Because now it's like, I just met this woman. I don't think it's right for me to sit on her side of the booth with like her.
Close her in.
But then like, so then I'm sitting on the, I'm on a side with Gary and then she's on her own side. But then it felt like a job interview.
Yeah.
And like, so it was just kind of funny that I was purposely trying to plan ahead. And then we ended up in a fucking booth anyway. But I didn't want to like make a thing of it and seem like pretentious or weird or something in the moment of like, I asked for a table, not a booth. Like that's felt weird too. So I'm like, all right, here we are. Like, we'll just fucking do it. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we were able to kind of like joke about it a little bit and it was fine, I think. But just kind of, I don't know, it like enhanced or something like the potential awkward dynamic already. Oh. Or I don't know. Maybe it was in my head, but
probably.
It was interesting for us in that regard. And then actually she made a comment as well that I believe we were the first couple that she met. So it was kind of a first for her as well because she's used to meeting just like guys one-on-one, like kind of normal dating. So to have like two people to talk to was, you know, kind of like a different thing for her as well. And I feel like when you're meeting, when you're a couple meeting another couple, there's more opportunity for like cross-mogination. Mm. Like maybe I'm going to kind of talk more with the guy for a minute. Yeah. And then like I might talk with a girl and like, you know, it bounces a little bit. But this was just like we all have to all talk together constantly. And yeah, like it's funny like to kind of like reflect on it or whatever. Just what a different kind of feeling it was versus thinking like all the all the couples we've met over the years, you know, I don't even hardly think twice about it anymore. But so that was a different dynamic. It did go well. And we are planning to meet up with her again. I think it'll be kind of another just like, is everybody comfortable kind of meeting? I don't foresee us, you know, like jumping into bed with this woman just yet. But I think that there's potential. So stay tuned. So that was something a little different for us. As Gary and I have kind of been exploring, you know, different threesome potentials. And we've been talking a little bit more about, I don't know, options for like some solo play in certain circumstances. So that was kind of new and fun. Okay. And so then the last thing I will share, and again, I don't know, I apologize, like it's another freaking Field story, but I connected with a single man on Field. We exchanged, I honest to God, I think it was a total of 3-4 messages. It was very much that kind of just, hi, how are you kind of stuff. And then he sent me several photos of him showing his face. I did not ask for these photos. There was nothing in our conversation alluding to anything about sharing photos. So whatever. But he sends these pictures. And I recognized the woman in one of the photos that he sent me. And of course,
From like Vanilla Life or Swinger?
From the lifestyle.
Oh, okay.
But good clarification.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. And I'm like, huh, that's like kind of weird. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, yes, the lifestyle is only so big. Sometimes you're going to overlap or know people or whatever.
Yeah.
But of course, me and my big mouth, I was like, huh. I write back to him like, is that so-and-so? That woman looks really familiar. I think I know her. Like,
yeah.
Like, is that her? Mm-hmm. And at first, he sort of tried to play it off.
Okay, wait, sorry. Before you go on, describe the photo. Was it like a super sexual photo or like a selfie? Was she definitely in his photo or was she like in the background?
So it was a G-rated photo. Okay. It's just, it was him and her, kind of like had their arms around each other, but clearly facing the camera. They were clothed. I think they were at a bar or something. You know, like it wasn't anything illicit or explicit or anything like that. But still, like it was clearly her. It was all of her face, all of his face.
A final question. Sorry. Sure. So wait, is this female that you recognize like a part of another couple?
Yes.
What is it, me?
No, okay. It wasn't you. Thank God.
Okay. So were you like weirded
this is
out?
Weird.
Because okay.
Yeah, because
ooh,
this woman
is
with a partner
okay.
who was not in this photo.
Okay. So it's weird that he would share that.
I thought so too.
Yeah. Okay.
So I ask like, is this her? This looks really familiar. I think this is somebody I know.
Yeah.
And he sort of tried to play it off. I don't know if he was trying to cover his ass or he thought he was being respectful or whatever. Because I had asked like specifically, is this so-and-so? And I used her real name. And he said, oh, well, you know, people in the lifestyle use different names and whatever. So like, I don't know. He's like kind of tried to play it off. And then he asked me if it was a lifestyle or a vanilla friend. And I said lifestyle. And then he kind of fessed up that like, yeah, this is her. I don't know. Maybe he thought he was trying to do the right thing and like kind of like
perhaps,
not immediately just.
But why would you fucking share it in the first place?
Yeah.
Privacy.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So, okay, fine. That happens. And then I kind of like stopped chatting with him. I then proceed to inform the woman and her partner, hey, I connected with this guy. This is what happened. This is you, right? Like, did you know that he's using this photo?
Good
like
for you.
Whatever. And they're like, what the fuck? No, we didn't know that. Thank you for telling us. Like that whole thing.
Wow.
So ultimately, I mean, I wasn't involved in this part, but they reached out to him and said, like, take the photo down. Like, what are you doing? And then my favorite part of this whole story, maybe, the guy sends a message to me. Again, this is he and I are communicating through Field. And he says, thanks for outing me. We don't have a path forward. And I was like, no shit, bro. Well, yeah. But anyway, I wrote back, you're the one outing people. Like, not cool, asshole. So anyway, so that was the end of he and I on Field, which is totally fine. But the shit part of this, maybe. So when you, quote unquote, disconnect from someone on Field, I can't see his profile anymore now. So I can't even, like, verify if he ever took the damn
that's
like
shitty.
Photo off or whatever, because the twofold part of this, that same photo that he shared with me in a private message, he had that photo on his public profile with her face kind of like scratched out, so to speak, you know, like photo editor, like if you take your finger and just like rub over someone's face, like, but still there was enough there. I would have been very uncomfortable with it if it was me in her shoes, which is basically what prompted me to reach out to her in the first place and say, hey, did you know this is going on? Because if it was me, I would want to know kind of thing.
Absolutely.
And then, the fact that he was just like willy-nilly sharing this with someone, albeit quote unquote privately, but still, I mean, you know,
why
like
would that be the first choice?
Yeah. I mean, Gary's theory is that as a single male, he was kind of trying to like prove, yes, I'm a normal guy. And
I
like
talk to females.
I talk. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I mean, maybe I can understand that logic, but like that is not the way to do it. So PSA, any single guys that listen to us, do not use photos of women that you have randomly met. And as I understood it, the couple that we know and then this single man, I believe only ever met once.
Oh, why did they take a photo? Don't take photos of people you just met.
I know people get pissed at Gary and I on SLS and probably any number of other venues because we're so fucking prudish about sharing our faces.
Well, this is why.
This is kind of why. And I do feel bad. I don't mean to be like, oh, like I'm so much better than anybody else. But like, just be careful out there because unfortunately, you just don't know what people are going to do.
Well, at least it was G-rated. God forbid you do these R-rated, X-rated photos. Then you're fucked if your face is in it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, at least like a G photo, you can kind of like play it off. Like, yeah,
absolutely.
But anyway, yeah. So it was just kind of like an awkward, weird situation.
I love how he got mad at you then.
I know. Like, I was like, well, yeah, like, you know, I know her. Of course I'm going to say something. Like, what the hell? So anyway, that was kind of like a weird thing. I guess not super sexy. Sorry, but just a little kind of PSA, I guess. Be careful with your photos.
Real shit.
So, you know, it happens. Anyway, on that note.
Let's bring it up.
Yeah. Let's take a break, probably grab another shot, and we will be back with Life in the Lifestyle. And we're back. We almost did that in unison. So, Life in the Lifestyle. Technically, yes, we are recording, and this is going to be released in the month of September. However, we're like a day and a half into September.
Or three, yeah.
Something, like that. I don't know. Four, five. We're talking about Anal August, because it just wrapped up. So we wanted to give a shout out to the ass.
Yes. Love some ass.
This episode has Madison written all over it. All right. And to that end, Madison is going to get us started with a little history lesson. Educate us, Madison.
What? In the butt. Okay. Had to say it once. Yeah. We did a lot of extensive research on the history of Anal August for this episode.
We combed the archives.
We Googled Anal August history, and this is what we got. Because, fair question, what's your name, Gary? He just asked, why not Anal April? Nobody knows. It's Anal August.
It just fucking is, okay?
I think it just flows better. Yeah. People are happier in the summer. So.
Yeah.
All right. So it's not, this is what the internet says. It's not clear when Anal Sex Month started or who is really responsible for creating it. Some say it was started as early as 1927. One of the earliest records of anal sex actually comes from the ancient Mesopotamia, where it was depicted in erotic art form as early as 2400 BC. Ooh. This is wild.
Yeah. That's a long ass time ago.
Anal is art. I'm just reading word for word. But we also found that it said the Greeks and the Romans also had a long history of practicing anal sex, with the Romans particularly fond of it. Mm. Hmm, interesting.
They were kinky fucks,
I mean, why not? Yeah. It's a hole. You want to put something in it. Right. I mean, it's not that weird to be curious about it.
Sure.
We also found that it seems it caught on a bit later than 1927, though. So with the sexual revolution of the 1960s, people began to openly experiment with different forms of sexual expression, including anal sex. So credit may actually go to the San Francisco-based sex toy shop Good Vibrations.
Ooh, good name.
Which has been celebrating Anal August since the early 2000s. So maybe it's a newer onset catchphrase. So the celebration came about to recognize anal sex as a healthy sex practice and that it promotes pleasurable, safe sex.
Amen.
So and it does. I love it. I'm all for it. I love me some anal play once in a while. But what do you think? Should we go to the poll that we put on X? Yeah, I said X, not Twitter.
Oh, God. Yes, we can do that.
Why don't we jump to that? I don't know. Let's talk about butts in general. Let's talk about celebrating anal sex. Let's talk about anal sex.
All the anal. Got it. All right. So we put a poll on X / Twitter / whatever. And all I asked was, what's your favorite anal play item? I did not direct this question towards males. I did not direct this question towards females. Mm-hmm. Just
what? Everyone's got one.
Anyone with an asshole that wanted to answer could. So your options in this extensive scientific study. Finger, toy, dick, or nothing were your options. Oh. Again, the X only gives you so many choices.
Yeah. Yeah.
So finger, and I tried to use like the little shocker emoji, but not quite. I guess it didn't have the other finger, but it was the best I could do. Finger received 25% of the 168 votes.
Nice.
A toy, and I tried to use like the little bead emoji, like for anal beads.
Smart.
30% of the vote.
Hmm.
Dick, with the ever popular eggplant emoji, got 36% of the vote.
Yeah.
And nothing with like the red circle and a slash through it, that got 9% of the vote.
Oh, okay.
So the majority of respondents
freaky
seemed
people.
To want something in their butt. And Dick happened to like narrowly be the winner of this poll. But like a pretty even spread, honestly. Like it wasn't, yeah, really. You know, like a huge majority. So Gary's making spreading motions over off stage.
We're so fucking immature. Like, why are we giggling so much?
Because anyway, fireball.
Anyway.
All right. Yeah. So thank you to all those who responded. That was the poll.
So what would you say, Kenzie? What would your answer be to that poll?
Mm.
What do you want in your butt?
I would say I'm most comfortable with a finger.
Wow.
Like, I can rock the finger pretty well.
Wow.
The other things, I need more preparation and, like, notice of and lubes involved, and it's a little more of a process.
That's a good answer. Good answer.
Good answer. Good answer. Family Feud. How about you, Madison? Your favorite.
Hmm.
I have a guess what your answer is.
I'm between butt plug and dick.
All right.
Yeah.
I would have said dick for you. So.
Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah. Dick. Berries. Specifically. All right. So, I know we talked about the history of anal sex, but, like, why do you think, or let's correspond back and forth about what's so special about the butt, the ass? Like, why are people so intrigued by asses?
Yeah.
Lately, at least. I feel like it goes through phases where culture or society is more into boobs, and then they're more into ass, and then we're just into all of it. But I feel like a lot of people just generally appreciate a good ass. Not even just the hole. Just the whole ass.
Oh, yeah. The whole, all the glutes.
Wow, that was confusing.
The whole hole. Yeah.
I feel like a lot of men that I know like a big round ass. I don't know if they just like seeing it bounce on top of their cocks once in a while. Like, there is, I don't know.
I mean, I don't think that's bad. So
they swallow up a G-string. Is that why people appreciate ass so
good
much?
Stuff.
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're talking about female. Well, I guess men were thoughts
any
too.
Ass. I like a nice juicy ass on a man.
I do too.
Yeah.
But I like a nice muscular ass.
Mm, yeah, that's good.
Personally, but I mean, everyone's fine. Yep, Barry's doing squats now.
I mean, I don't have the research to like the evidence to back this up, but I think there's something evolutionary.
So I guess essentially, like, a good ass is a sign of like being a good, healthy person, like especially a shapely, muscular, or I don't know, even a large ass. Like, for females,
what I was trying to articulate is that if you are attracted to the ass, and I'm saying this, if you're a male who is attracted to females and you're attracted to an ass, it's because that is a trait that is an indicator of fertility.
There we go.
So like our you know, our ancestors, they saw that as a sign of like, this bitch can carry my baby and like get my genes out into the world.
Yeah.
You know, survival of the fittest and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So
I don't know. I feel like a lot goes into this. Now, anal August. What I would like to ask next is, did you celebrate?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm counting on you to carry this one.
That's fine. You can celebrate any month of the year.
Yes. I'll have to make up for it in September here. I'm just a little late to the game.
It's okay. There's always time for anal play.
I celebrated a little at the very end of July, but I missed August, and then I'll try to like catch up again in September. So I'm just a little off.
All right. Do it whenever it works for you.
All right.
So, yeah, on that note, Barry and I celebrated.
Good. Yes.
I
tell us all about it.
Only shared the story on Instagram for some reason, but we celebrated on the very final night of August. I put in my little pink foxtail butt plug.
Mm-hmm.
Came out. Like, I wanted to be all sexy and, like, hide it, but here I came, like, waddling out into the living room. Barry was on the couch, and I was, like, giggling, and he's like, what? And I turned around, and he's like, oh.
I'm sure you did not waddle. It's fine.
I mean, at first I kind of did. You got to acclimate. Things need to stretch.
Yeah, yeah.
But that was my point. Like, I was trying to prepare myself because, like, we had already talked about, joked about wanting to have anal sex. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to fucking take the step to do it.
Yeah.
Because there are steps that need to be taken, I think, to have successful anal sex.
I think you're onto something there. Should we talk a little bit more about those steps?
Why not? Let's do it. I always recommend putting in a butt plug if you know you're going to do some sort of anal play ahead of time. Mm-hmm. Even, like, I think I did it for less than an hour or maybe an hour I had it in before we did anything. And holy fuck, does it make it easier or less painful? Because I feel like that's the downfall for females sometimes. Like, it hurts because everything's so tight back there. Like, it's just a lot to stuff into this little hole. But if you give the body time to stretch and, like, prepare for that... I have to fucking tell you, this was like one of the best anal fucking sessions I've ever had.
Anal fuckings you've ever had.
That's what we're calling it. No, I, yeah, I'm going off on a tangent here. But so I had the butt plug in for maybe an hour ahead of play.
So what are you doing for this hour?
Oh, good question.
Are you like laying on the couch?
And by the
way, are you making dinner? Like, what's happening?
So first of all, here I am back in our bedroom, like just bending over the bed, trying to shove this thing in my ass. Like I put lube on my finger, like tapped my asshole a little bit. I put lube on the toy and I was like, yep, I'm just going to fucking do it. Struggled a little. So then I'm down on all fours on the floor in our bedroom.
And Barry has no idea this is going on.
He's watching TV in the living room.
Perfect.
And I'm reaching around and I'm like, relax, relax. And then I finally got the butt plug in. I was like, thank fucking God. So then that's how that started. And then I walked out to the living room and literally just we sat on the couch and we watched a TV show together. And I would just like rotate like a rotisserie chicken every so often just to let my body like be in a different position to stretch.
Okay.
That's all I was doing. We weren't even doing foreplay, talking dirty, nothing. Right. We were watching, I think, Below Deck or fucking something like that. And I just had this butt plug in, windows wide open. It was still daylight out. It was just
perfect.
Just another, I don't know, was that Wednesday night or something? Thursday night.
Perfect.
So, point of that was, I recommend doing that. And yes, like we said, lube, I think, has to be a must for those tiny little holes.
Yes.
Do you have any tips? What works for you? Have you ever done that? Or do you just go like, because I know you and Gary, maybe you do your anal sex, what, a couple times a year? It's like more of a special moment. Do you prepare? Do you do that?
Or I've do never done take that. It? I've just, I took it.
Wow, good for you.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I've never really prepped, which could explain why it's never been my favorite thing in the world.
Yeah.
The prep would probably go a long way to change that. So, lesson learned. I mean, lube, absolutely. Like, yes, that's always been a must, like, no matter whether it's like a toy or whatever, the dick. But yeah, I've never gone through like the pre like prep routine. So I think that's something I need to incorporate for future play.
I'd recommend it. And you know what I'd recommend beyond just prepping that way is to start having sex with your partner with your butt plug still in.
Oh.
Because things are just tighter and compressed at that point. Because, I'm sorry to keep going back to the scenario a couple days ago, but like that's how Barry and I started. And holy fuck, I don't know. Things were just so heightened. Everything, like I felt like I was turned on, like ready for an orgasm within like 30 seconds.
Oh, all right.
So yes, highly recommend. Even just if you're unsure about someone fucking your ass, maybe just put a butt plug in and have sex that way. Because it totally changes the sensation.
Yeah.
I think. And I feel like that there is a difference in sensation between anal play and vaginal play. Don't you? Or no?
I think you're right. And we should talk about it.
Segue.
Smooth. I mean, I would say definitely I think for me, the biggest difference between anal and vaginal is that anal play, really of any kind for me, I think I would say, definitely much tighter and more intense.
Yes.
Which I guess like physiologically makes sense. I don't use that hole, I guess, as much as I use my vagina. So it's just like, of course, if you use it more, it's going to be more familiar and, I don't know, easier versus my ass is going to be like this new sensation anyway. And then, it's just been tighter and more intense for me anyway. But what do you think? What are some any other differences?
Well, yeah, physically, like, it should be a tight little sphincter there because there's a lot it needs to hold in all the time, just be honest.
Well, yeah, so that's what it does.
So that's a big difference. Like, I do my Kegels all the time as much as I can. Mm-hmm. Like, I did it down to PGC the other night. Like, we can do all that we can to try to keep the vaginal area tight and taut for our male partners. But the ass is just what it is. Mm-hmm. So thankfully, it's tight all the time. But I think that's why there's so many fucking nerve endings in that area, which makes it an ideal erogenous zone for sexual play. And because of that, it's just this, like I said, the heightened arousal almost instantly.
Yeah.
As long as you don't feel pain right away. So I feel like that's the big difference. Yeah, anyone can fuck me in my vagina, but like as soon as you go for my ass, because of all the nerve endings down there, the play is just heightened instantly at that point.
Yeah. All right. So I was going to sort of transition us a little bit and kind of ask about likes and dislikes. I know you've already sort of said a little bit about why you enjoy anal, but I didn't know if maybe we had a little more to say about some potential likes and dislikes of the butt stuff.
Well, I feel like everyone's dislike is going to be that it's painful.
Yeah.
Especially if your partner doesn't go slow or use lube. Like I can weirdly picture... No, maybe I shouldn't talk about this. No. All right. Whatever. We're real. I remember someone I was a partner with like years ago. I just remember him like spitting down onto my asshole and then like going to do it. And it 10 times better experience now.
Yeah.
That I play. But fellas, usually the spit isn't enough. So if you don't use enough lube and go slow, I feel like that's the drawback for females. Like, it's just uncomfortable and painful.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't rush it. No, I think, that's important as well. You've got a nice, gentle, steady sort of entry. You can't just ram it all in at once.
No.
So I think that's totally fair. I think there's some very common maybe likes and dislikes, at least for women. Obviously, we're focused on that side of this equation because we are women and we're just talking about our experience in all of this. So the conversation probably has been a little bit more focused on anal sex with your own partner, which is probably a kind of a separate thing in some respects than anal play that you might or might not want to have in the lifestyle. So for example, if you're playing with a new couple for the very first time, I don't think you should expect to be having anal sex that night. I don't know. I mean, as always, talk about your boundaries and your desires with your play partner for the evening.
Yeah.
But maybe that's not something that you jump right into. But I know, you know, at the various parties and events that we've been to, I definitely feel like I've seen a lot of butt plugs. Mm-hmm. I can remember being at a party and you and Barry were also there. And I think a woman had like a glow in the dark or like a light up butt plug. Like that was super fun. And like the tails, I know I've seen those at some parties. So it's not uncommon, I guess, maybe is what I'm getting at, that you might see some anal toys around in lifestyle events. But definitely something that you should be communicating about with that play partner, because people are going to have different feelings about it.
Yeah, at least for our case, I feel like the majority of people, it's not common in the lifestyle play. I mean, gosh, I've never had any other guy in the lifestyle fuck me in the ass. I've had the finger a little bit, the tongue play, like that's fine, but never anyone else actually penetrating my ass. And I think the reason I don't do that myself is because, like Barry and I, we don't use a condom to do that. And I feel like when a lot of play in the lifestyle involves condoms. And I don't know, perhaps, I guess you still can in the ass. I don't see why not. But I feel like the sensation is a little bit better without one. And I just don't want to do that with a lot of different people in the lifestyle. I feel like it takes a lot of trust, too. Because if you're going to have someone, you need them to go at your pace and listen to you. If you're just doing it with random play partners, maybe you don't have that trust built up to be comfortable to do that in the lifestyle.
Yeah, I think that's fair. What about like a finger? If you were with a play partner and they like slip a finger up there without asking,
I'd be shocked.
Like the shocker? Or
literally. Well, no, I think it would take me by surprise.
Well, yeah, no, I agree. I think that's something that you need to ask your partner before you do it. I don't think you can just assume that your play partner, frankly, whether male or female, wants that, unless they have already specifically told you, yes, if you want to slip a finger in, I'm cool with that. Like, there's probably a sexier way to say it, too, but...
Maybe you need to, like, ease into it, like, tap around a little bit or, like, put some pressure on the area. And if your partner's, like, or jumps or doesn't react positively, don't go further.
Right.
If they kind of lean into it and they're like, well, then maybe try a little bit. Yeah. Just the tip. But, yeah, it's probably best to ask consent for those type of not so common sexual activities.
Yeah, that's fair. All right. Then to wrap us up, Madison, as the resident ass expert on FWAT, any parting kind of tips or tricks that you have for anal play, anal sex, to make it more enjoyable? Anything that you would like to share for those of us who are not as experienced? We can take home and try out for homework.
I don't know how I became the ass expert, but I'll take it. My biggest tips are...
Find yourself a berry.
Just... Yeah, play with Barry. No.
It worked for me.
It worked for you. It works for me. No, really. My tips are lube. And as you're inserting a butt plug or a cock in your asshole, whatever it is, a finger, I recommend taking a deep exhale. Yeah. It's weird, but take a deep breath in. And as you're releasing, slowly have them insert whatever is going in your ass at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And... if you really want to fuck someone in the ass, I really highly recommend wearing a butt plug for a while ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
Or just fucking in general with butt plug. Try that if you've never have. It really heightens the experience.
All right. Do you have a favorite position?
Oh, I should have said that too.
Like,
I am totally like face down, ass up, doggy style.
That's the way we like to.
Yeah. That's the way I like to fuck. All right. Especially for anal play. Now, like in a threesome scenario, maybe it's a little more awkward with another person, but just one-on-one. I think it's best to be bent over a bed or couch or a bench or chair, bar.
whatever structure you can find.
Bent over so that you can relax fully to let it happen.
Yeah. No, yeah, that seems like that would make the most sense.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Good to know.
Well, I guess we talked enough about ass tonight.
That's a lot of ass. Yeah. I think we got it all covered.
Let's take a quick break and we'll be back for our Going Deep segment.
Woo!
Hey, friends, we're back for our sexy Going Deep segment. Kenzie has some super secret sexy story to share with us today. I know nothing about it, and I'm excited to hear. So, Kenzie, take it away.
All right. So, my story maybe is a little unique. We're going to see how this goes, because this is actually, I'm going to be talking about a couple that Gary and I have known for a little while now. We've played a few times with them, and I'm going to sort of give you sort of a like a menage a trois highlight. Like, this is going to be some highlights over three separate play sessions.
Wow.
So rather than just like focusing on one thing, I'm going to like try to weave this all together. So this couple, we happen to meet through the Field app. I know.
Jesus Christ.
I'm like fucking beating that one to death today.
Why are we not sponsored by
Field? I'm sorry. I know. We reached out. They won't answer us. So we met on Field. Fine. Our first date just met like at a halfway point. Dinner and drinks. You know, like, do we all vibe? Whatever. Just that kind of thing. No play. But a really good night kiss. So, like, that was promising. We're like, all right, yeah, like, let's do more of this. So before I get into that part of the story, a description. So this is a male and female. They happen to be married couple. I am going to refer to them as Skipper as the male half and Ginger as the female half.
Cute.
We sort of have like these funny kind of like yacht jokes with them. Like yacht rock, like we've all kind of vibed to some of the yacht rock. They have this large vehicle we've referred to as a yacht before. So I don't know. So we went with Skipper and Ginger, not necessarily because they look like or represent the characters.
So have you ever been on a boat with them?
No, no, which is just makes it all the more funny. So anyway, Skipper's the man, the male. Ginger is the female. So Skipper is a little bit taller than me. He has this phenomenal smile, just like infectious, like, you know, lights up a room. Brown eyes, kind of brown reddish hair, tattoos, stronger than I would have imagined. Like, he was not afraid to toss me around a little bit. Like,
oh boy.
And I love that shit. And just like such a chill personality, like easy to get along with.
Mm-hmm.
Ginger is blonde, blue eyes, just like classic American beauty. She always has freaking phenomenal eyelashes, which I know is like a weird thing to say, but they're beautiful. And she has, I don't know if this is the best way to describe it, but we're going with it. She has like a sexy, throaty voice that I just love. Like, it's not like a deep, like, man voice, because I'm probably somebody is thinking that right now, but it's just like this, like, kind of sensual, like,
raspy?
Like raspy more. Yeah, maybe that's a better way to describe it. Really sexy. I love it. Ginger also has both nipples pierced, which I find fun to enjoy. She has a couple tattoos. So fun. Just like always ready to party. Like not afraid to take shots with me and drink. So like A plus in my book, you know, like that's what I'm looking for. All right. So Ginger and Skipper, the first time that we actually played with them. So we met sort of closer to their house. Like, we're not exactly right around the corner from each other. So we kind of went their way, met for dinner, like totally just chill. But then they invited us back to their place. So we said, okay. They have such a beautiful home with a really fun bar area and a finished basement. So like kind of like you and Barry, even though no one knows what I'm talking about that's listening.
Exactly where we are right now.
But right now, we're here. So, you know, we just like are kind of, you know, still chilling, conversing. We had a drink. And then I don't know exactly how it came out and probably doesn't matter, but they have a shot ski at their bar.
Oh, fun.
Which I think probably most people kind of know, but it's like a ski that you would ski on snow. But there are like little placeholders for shots. And the idea is it's a group event. So in this case, obviously, there's four of us, me and Gary, Skipper and Ginger. There's four shots lined up on the ski and you have to fucking all shot at the same time without spilling it all over each other. So we did that. Didn't spill.
That's so fucking fun.
And of course, it was a fireball shot. I don't know if I said that, but
no, anyway. You didn't. Thank God.
Well, of course, it was fireball.
Thank God they drink fireball.
We played kind of like an icebreaker sort of game. Like, I know we just talked about that in a previous episode. And essentially, the short story here is, well, it's probably not short anymore. Ginger had, like, quote unquote, had to kiss me as like the dare or whatever of this game. So like she gave me a very sensual kiss on the lips and then she moved down to my neck and then my tits.
Ooh.
And basically at that point, the game, whatever was that was done and it was playtime.
Wow.
So we kind of move over to like kind of the basement area. They brought out a play blanket, condoms, lube, and like, let's go.
Nice.
So a really good time. And I'm going to get into more details in some of our other sessions. We had a little bit of girl-girl time, but I think the notable thing about this first play session with them, we actually went for three separate rounds. And I think it was my fault. Like, I just, like, kind of kept, like, we would go, and then we would, like, all take a break and chill. And then I was like, let's do this again.
Like, over what period of time?
Yeah, I don't know.
I probably don't even fucking know.
A couple hours, maybe?
Okay.
Something like that? Yeah. But just like kind of unusual probably for a very first like play time with a couple.
You had a lot of pent up.
I don't know. Like, something I was like, yes, desire. I was in it to win it. So that was amazing. Yay.
Good job.
And then our second play session with them, we did some wine tasting, bar hopping. We ended up back at their place again. And I think we all had such a good time in that first experience that it was like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And like we kind of did a very similar scenario. So that was all amazing.
Wow.
And then our third play session, I will finally get to some dirt. So this time, Skipper and Ginger came up our way. We took out the convertible, went to dinner, stopped and had a couple drinks on the way home. And just a little funny side thing, I know it's not super sexy yet. He and I shared a pickle seltzer. And I know you'll appreciate this, Madison, as the pickle queen of the group.
I love pickles and ass.
I mean, I love pickles too, but probably not to the extent Madison does. So we asked the bartender about it, and she's like, yeah, nobody gets two.
Oh,
and we're
God.
Like, okay, well, we're going to try it. So like, we decided we were going to share it. So it actually was pretty, like, it was refreshing.
Was it just pickle juice and...
But like seltzer. And so it was like fizzy pickle
fizzy
juice.
Like, I don't even know. Kind of okay with that.
It wasn't, yeah, I'll tell you where it was. But we had to kind of force it down to actually finish it between the two of us. Like by the end, like that was plenty.
This is funny though.
And then we understood why the bartender said nobody gets two because, yeah. But it was like, it was just one of those kind of fun, stupid, you know what I mean? Like, I know you've said before, if you can't laugh when you're having sex with me, like, we're not the right fit.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of that idea. So it was just funny. So then on the way home, he and I are kissing in the back seat. I'm rubbing his cock a little bit over his shorts. Like, he's kind of running his hand up my leg. So I do apologize. Ginger and Gary didn't have quite the same fun ride home because he had to drive and not kill us. Then we got into the hot tub when we got home, started making out, like, pretty quickly. I think we were all kind of revved up by then. He lifted my ass out of the water, like... Moses or something. But he had my legs on his shoulders and had like full access to my pussy. So he's got his mouth all over me. I'm loving it. But my hands are sort of trying to like prop me up. So I'm in like a reverse tabletop situation.
I'm following.
Trying not to slide into the water.
Got it.
So it was really awesome and enjoyable, but kind of a hard position to maintain. Yeah. So I ordered him to sit on the corner of the hot tub.
Him?
I did. I was like, get on the corner.
You turned into a dom.
Well, I could dabble. I don't know. So he obeyed.
Wow.
He sits on the corner of the hot tub and I proceed to start giving him a blowjob. So Gary and Ginger followed suit, like on a separate corner, like on their own side of the hot tub. Who knows? I don't know. A few minutes maybe later, I stopped to kind of just check in, see how everyone's doing. And Skipper asks if he can fuck me now. And I was like, okay, yeah, that sounds good. But like, it's one of those like kind of hot, like that's like a sexy way to ask for consent, basically. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, are you ready to move on? And is everybody okay with this? But like in a fucking sexy way. So that was, I enjoyed that one. I was like, yes, that sounds good. I guess I'll take that. So we're all on the same page. Everybody's good with that idea. So we move inside. We had just a very brief discussion about whether we all wanted to play in the same room or go to separate areas. And we decided to stay together. Totally fine. But again, good idea just to check in with everybody.
Very good idea.
So the benefit to this, I think, in this story, that allowed us to have more girl-girl action this time since we were all together. So we started out, Ginger and I were both just standing and making out, and we each had a guy behind us kind of touching and caressing. So Skipper's behind me, Gary is behind Ginger, Ginger and I are facing each other like making out. Yay. Good.
What are the guys doing?
Just like kind of, you know, touching, caressing. Like, I think there might have been a little fingering happening. I seem to remember that, at least for me. I don't know what Gary was doing. But yeah, like nothing, like there wasn't any penetration yet, really, like of that kind. So I was sucking on her pierced nipples and I was fingering her and trying to like tease her clit a little bit. And it was really hot because she was so wet. And not that I'm taking all the credit for that, but that's just always, I think, a sign of...
pleasure.
Yes.
Enjoyment. Well,
like, validation, which is not really the point, but like, it just like, yes, like I'm doing somebody's doing something right here that like you're in the moment and ready to go. So that's just always super hot. Like when you have those signs that someone's really into it.
It's a confirmation.
Yes, that's a better word. Yes, it's confirmation. All right, so she's wet. Everybody's good. Shit's about to go down. So we moved both of the guys, Skipper and Gary. We got them laying down, and each of us girls started riding their faces and making out with each other.
Oh,
so Gary and Skipper are laying down, I guess kind of head to head. I'm on Skipper's face. Ginger is on Gary's face, but she and I are facing each other.
Oh, I like this.
Right? Not bad.
Wow.
So there's something to be said for same room play. So I felt silly even asking about anything else. So that was great. I thoroughly enjoyed that. So again, who knows how, like, whatever time that happens for some time.
Time doesn't
and it's
exist.
Amazing. Yeah, I couldn't even tell you what was happening. So Gary and Ginger took a spot on the couch. Skipper and I are on a mat on the floor, like our little fuck mat thing. Everybody grabs their condoms and lube and get to fucking. So for Skipper and I, we started with him on top. And I particularly recall enjoying that he was just like got balls deep.
Ooh.
Like he was in it to win it. And not like in an aggressive, angry way, but just like in a good, like a deep thrust. I was enjoying that immensely. And I also enjoyed that he moved my legs into various positions. And I feel like
what? How?
So I feel like some partners don't always do that. So the what and the how. So we started with just my feet, just whatever, like up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
But then feet like, what are they called? Ankles on shoulders. I'm all flustered over here. You know, so like, okay, fine.
Okay.
But then we also did kind of like a little like side like scissor thing, you know,
ooh,
where like one, my, I guess.
One leg down, one in the air.
Yeah.
Basically.
Like my right leg on the ground. He's in between me, my left leg. Yeah.
That
up
gets
in the air.
Deep.
Yeah, I know.
That's good. Mm-hmm.
So things like that. And like, not that it was like Cirque du Soleil, but
yeah,
I feel like, I don't know, maybe it's just the nature of swinger situations. Some guys don't do that. And I'm sure not everybody, not every woman wants that.
Sure.
You know, in that dynamic. But I happen to enjoy that. I like to be just like moved around and like, I'm going to try this and see what happens. So that was exciting. We flipped over. I was on top riding him for a little while until I was like, whew, I got to tap out. I was good. I was satisfied. And then I asked what position he wanted next, and mm-hmm. he chose doggy, which was fine. So we flip over that way. That seemed to work pretty well for him. Again, time is irrelevant. It was a perfectly adequate time. Like, nobody was rushed. Nobody was unsatisfied. But we essentially kind of finished in doggy position. And then I was kind of, like, spent. Like, I needed, like, a water. Like, mm-hmm. I was like, I need a break or something. So I kind of tapped out. But then we took a moment from our sex mat to watch Gary and Ginger for a couple minutes because they were still up on the couch at that point. And we actually got to watch them finish, which was pretty hot. Because, yeah, you know, like you never know. Everybody's kind of at their own pace and that's totally fine. Mm-hmm. But sometimes like everybody's done kind of at the same time and whatever. And this was pretty close. But it was nice to have those few minutes at the end. Like we were both pretty well satisfied. But to be able to watch Gary and Ginger continue for a few minutes. Because, you know, like you kind of get caught up sometimes with the person that you're with. And it's not that you like don't care about what's happening with your partner. But for better or worse,
you're just living in the moment.
Yeah, you can kind of get caught up in what you're doing. Mm-hmm. So having that opportunity to kind of watch them and like see their enjoyment.
How did, like, you felt totally fine watching them be so pleasured? Yeah. Like, were you turned on watching them be so turned on by each other, like from afar?
I can't say that I was necessarily turned on at that point. It was more of like, and I don't mean to diminish this, it was like a contentment mm-hmm. sort of thing. Like, I was happy, like, oh, like, good for them. Like, that's nice.
You
like,
had a nice time, too.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. Like, I know. I'm not really a, what do you call it? What is that? The compersion. I get it. I appreciate it. But I'm not one to just sit and watch Gary bang away and get really turned on by that.
Yeah.
Like, I can appreciate, like, great. He's having fun. She seems good. Like, that's, yay. Yay for that.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't necessarily translate into, like,
arousal
getting
for you.
Neat. Yeah. So,
yeah.
Nah.
Okay.
But anyway, so that was nice. So, yeah, all in all, always a good time hanging out with them, you know, whether it's sexual or not. They're really easy to get along with. We always have a lot of laughs with them. And they always make it really easy to transition to sexy time and have that kind of fun too. So, we will actually be seeing them again soon, shortly after we're recording this. So looking forward to that. So Skipper and Ginger, thank you for being amazing and fun.
Are they going to listen to this? They know about the podcast?
Yeah, and probably. Okay. They do know about the podcast. I think they'll probably listen, but they actually knew about the podcast that first time that we met. They brought it up.
Cool. Well, it's awesome that people know about the podcast, and I hope they listen, because this is like, I'm getting turned on listening.
So well, I hope they like it if they do listen. That's always like the danger, you know? Stop it. It's always weird to talk about this stuff.
No, I want
to
meet them. Do you have any takeaways from this? This type of scenario or friendship or whatever it is, mm-hmm. you obviously have a good connection. Yeah. Like, what is your takeaway from that?
Well, I don't know that it's like great advice or whatever, but it's, I don't know, it's just sort of like that dumb luck of finding the people that you click with, mm-hmm. whether it's somebody like around the corner or a few miles away or on vacation or wherever you run into these people. Like, I think it's just
dumb fucking luck.
Yeah. Like, I don't know, keep an open mind, you know, be open to meeting different people and having different experiences as long as you're comfortable with it. But like, you just never know when you're going to find people that you connect with.
No pressure.
Yeah, that you just kind of, it clicks and it works. And, you know, it's not like we're talking to them every day or like we don't mm-hmm. see them every weekend. Like, it's nothing to that extent. But
yeah,
like we all just get along and it works. So I don't know. Just keep looking. If you're new to the lifestyle and like maybe not having this big friend group that you hear us kind of talk about, like it just takes some time. So just keep swinging.
It's been over 12 years for us. It takes time.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. This has been a long time in the works.
Well, that is fucking awesome. And seriously, yeah. I am genuinely happy for you and Gary that you have these fun, sexy people to hang out with and have these amazing times with. That's awesome. That is what the lifestyle should be about. Yeah. So I'm happy for you guys.
Thanks.
And I think we're going to wrap up episode 42 at this point, yeah. if that's all right with you, Kenzie.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Thank you guys so much for listening to us. Again, we'd love to hear from you. Please connect with us on X/Twitter and our Instagram at FWAT_podcast or email us at friendswithatwist@yahoo.com. Don't forget to check out our podcast on Full Swap Radio each week. And again, a reminder to please leave us a review or subscribe to us wherever you listen to your podcasts. Until next time, friends, get out there and find your twist.
Oh, yeah.